Amen. I have a verse of the Bible for you. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. I don't know if I have it on the projector here. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot has separated from him, lift your eyes and looking from the place where you are, looking to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. For all the land which you see, I will give into you and to your descendant forever. Can you pray with me this morning? Father, we come before you, Lord. We ask you to bless our life, Lord Jesus. We ask you to give us the bless that we reserve, Lord Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Please, if somebody think the message is for you, don't take a seat, you know, because it's the Holy Spirit given to me, and I cannot do anything. I've got to give it to you. Amen. The reason why the Holy Spirit loves you and they want the best thing for you. Before I preach this message, I praise the Lord. What about if somebody get offended? And they said, if they get offended with you, they'll get offended with me because I'll give in to you. And I said, thank you, Lord, because you are my help. You're the one, you're talking to me. You're the one to teach me. You're the one to help me to open my mouth. The Holy Spirit said, yes, we together, we are unbeatable. All right? Together, we are unbeatable because we are the conqueror. Amen.
Amen.
So if you look at on what I would love to share with you this morning is that the Holy Spirit in your life, in my life, they want you to possess the land that you belong to. Amen. Possess the land that the God has given to you. Possess the bless that the Holy Spirit want to give to you. So, if you see here in Genesis 13, 14, that the Lord said to Abraham, he said, looking round from the north to the south, from the west and east, whatever you see, I will give into you. Amen. Whatever your eyes see, I will give into you. For I will give you all the land that you see. And I give it to you and to your children and to generation to come. He said, I will give you in abundance. They will fill the place of the earth. So in confusion that Abraham don't know what they said, they said, how are you going to give it to me? And the Holy Spirit said to Abraham, look at the dust on the earth. Can you count to the dirt on the earth? He said, no, Lord, I can't. Look at the sky. Can you count to the sky? No, I can't. He said, that's what I'm going to bless you and I'm going to give you for generation and generation to come. So that you and I, we are the generation that the Holy Spirit is talking about this morning in Jesus' name. If you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
You know, possess is means to occupy. Amen. Possess means to occupy, to drive away the people who possess your place. Hello? To drive away the people that possess your place, they take the blessing from you. Amen.
Amen.
So to drive away these people, drive away, take it completely off from your society, and whatever it is, possess the blessing of the Lord that He giving to you. Amen. In 1 Deuteronomy chapter 8, no, sorry, chapter 1, verse 8. He said, I have a seed of land in front of you. that you can take the land that I promised into you and to your father Abraham, into your father Isaac, and to your father Jacob, and to the children, and the children to come. Now, if we lose it, that means we're not receiving the blessing. Glory be to God. So that's why this morning I wanted to make sure that you understand what I'm going to talk about. Amen. Glory be to God. Possessing the land, they're very, very important. When you possess the land, look at what God said to Abraham. Look straight and see the valley. This is when they separated with this companion, Nevio, who was looking for the wrong thing. When he was separated, you know, God said to him, look it in front of you. Look at the guides of the land that you choose. Because he said to his nephew, he said, if you take the right, I will take the left. If you take the left, I will take the right. You know, this man was looking for a blessing from God, not for the great position, not for the green grass, and not for the big city. He was looking to serving God with all his heart. Amen. So when God saw the heart of Abraham, he said, I will give you the guides of this land. And when you go into the land, you possess it. Amen. And when God gives it to you, nobody can touch from you. Because you are unbeatable. Amen. We are unbeatable. Amen. We are the Christian. We are the people who God give us this land to possess the land. To possess the city. To possess the country. To be blessed from blessing to come. For us and a generation to come. For we needed to possess the guides of the land before we enter into the possessed land. Possessing requests a lot of action. Amen. To possess requests a lot of action. You need to work hard. And they're really important. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. You know the story. You know, when Moses passed away, when he died, the Lord spoke into Joshua and said, my servants die, I will give in to you the land. I promise into him. I promise into the people of Israel. No, from now on, you go further. And you know the story that Joshua talking to God, talking to the Holy Spirit before they gone to the new land, before they possessed the land. What the instruction of the Lord was to Joshua, you get to the ark of the Lord. You know the story. You know very well. There was the ark represented the presence of God. And said the priests, the ones who serve God, they get to the ark. And they said the ark will go in front of you. And before you put your feet into the water, make you sure that you all are holy and be with the presence of the Lord. Look at what Joshua called the whole assembly and talked to them. And he said, we're going to possess the land that God giving to our father and to our generation to come. And altogether they presented themselves and prayed and sanctified themselves and get ready to go into the promised land. So the instruction of the Holy Spirit given to them, let God to go in front of you. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you let God behind you, you will never possess anything. Let God to go in front of you. And said, don't go too close, but stay 1,000 foot behind. That when the ark of the Lord touch the water of the river Jordan, the water will separate and all of the city and all of the people, over 5 million people will go to the dry land on the other side. Where did they go? They gone to a very strong city. They gone to very strong city, the city of Jericho. You know the story very well. You know the story very well. So they go in front of Jericho. Jericho represented the biggest, strong city in the world. Represented the enemy of the people of God. And but what Joshua does, he has the presence of the Lord in front of him. Let me tell you, Joshua, he has no power, no army. He only got to the presence of God in front of him. The ark of the Lord that was carried by the people who serve God. And all of the rest of the population was behind him. And they get on the guides of the city. When Joshua got on the guides of the city, he paralyzed the city. because he blocked the city. Nobody can come out, nobody can go in, because God's presence is there. The Bible is telling us that the people inside the city was paralyzed, was scared. But they knew that God was there with these people. If you are in front of God, you always lose. But if God is in front of you, he will possess him for you. He will possess him for you and for me. Looking the situation, when Jesus possessed the guides, he paralyzed the enemy. He paralyzed the enemy that cannot go in, that cannot go out. Wow, I get excited today. Amen. The Holy Spirit has been spoken to me. Amen. When you possess the guides of the enemy, you disarm the power of the enemy. Hello? You disarm the power of the enemy. You possess the land that belongs to you. The enemy has no right to go in or out. Just by blocking the city. You know the situation. The city was a very strong city. The enemy represented. But before God, the enemy will be gone to defeat. You know this story very well. But let me tell you my story. My story. Many years ago, when I was a young boy, I was in the Italian army. This is the story I'm going to tell you now. It's a true story. It's happening with me because I was there. And the only reason I'm telling you, because I match it to the story that we're talking about. Amen. So I was on the army. I was a normal soldier on the army. So I was in Nord Italy, on the city called Spilimbergo, very close into Pordenone. Some of you know where it is. So in this two city, in 1967, I think it was, there was a big dispute, the two big cities of the north, they want to take the power of the province of the city. So the two cities, there was a big dispute, and there was a disaster, because of a dispute that was going on, you could not do anything. So they've been calling the army to take control of the city. And I remember the general army, the one who was in charge for my regiment, to call all the soldiers. And they said, we are on the world to protect our own city. So when they prepare ourselves for a week to telling us what we got to do. So when we was ready, the general army decided to block the bridge that was separating these two cities. Some of you you know, because it is in North Italy, and we know. So the city was, the bridge was on the middle of this two valley, who was the highway to go from one city to another. Amen. So the army decided to block the bridge. When the general army blocked the bridge, let me tell you, when the army took control, it's no political, no power. The powers belong to the army. The general decide to do whatever he wants. Amen. Because that's his soldier. That's his law. It's not the same law you have on a civilian. It's the army got their own law. And they have no lawyer. This is the lawyer. Amen. He'll tell you what to do and you'll do it. Don't change. Amen. So if the Holy Spirit is a captain, is a director, we'll do whatever you want us to do. And we are the win. Amen. So this general army decided to block the bridge. When he blocked the bridge, he blocked the power of the enemy in the city. That if you not belong to here, you cannot come here. There was a soldier there 24 hours, and the bridge was controlled by the army until the power of the province got back into their own province. Amen. So then the army left the city and go on. So because they control, because they're under the power. Amen. So if you're under the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit block your enemy cannot come to your life. Amen. You're the one to block the bridge of the enemy. And because if you block the bridge of the enemy, they cannot come and destroy your house. They cannot come and destroy your life. They cannot come and accuse you, because you're under the anointing of the protection, that the bridge been broken from the enemy to the power. Amen. Glory be to God. So you got the message. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's important that you're blocking the enemy of your life. Amen. That is important. Joshua, in chapter 6, verse 1, the people of Jericho are afraid. They're paralyzed. The Israeli was on the door. They possessed the gates. Nobody go in, nobody go out. You know, the city was completely paralyzed. You know, not really matter how strong was the city. God was there and controlled the city. Let me tell you what Jesus said in Matthew 16:18. They said the gates of the hell they cannot provide against the church of the Lord. You and I, we are the church, and no one can come against you. If you put your gum of the Holy Spirit in your life, you will be powerful and no one can touch you. Amen. But the condition is that you left it blocking the enemy that possesses into your life. You cannot eat on the table of the enemy. Amen. And have a blessing from the Lord. You cannot go before the ark of the Lord and have the enemy. You left it separated. God's power is not mixed with the enemy. God's power is belonging to you and I. Because He promised that if we are with Him, He will be with us. If the Holy Spirit on front of you, He will prosper you. He'll take possession of the gates. He will drive you to the promised land. And He will give you the power and the land to be blessed. Amen. But you needed to do what is right to do. You cannot serve into master. Hello? You cannot serve into master. It's impossible to serve into master. God people, they are blessing people. The blessing belong to the people of God, not to the enemy. You needed to separate it from the unbeliever. You can't have enough friendship with them. You cannot sleep on the same bed with them. You cannot share the same house with them. You must be separated from the enemy. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the enemy. You cannot eat on the table of the Lord and eat on the table of the enemy. It's impossible. The power of God will not mix it with the unbeliever. They don't mix it with the one who don't serve God. They don't mix it with the one that do the wrong thing. God wants you to be holy and prepare to take possession of the land that they give to you. Glory be to God. Can you shake him up a bit? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't show mercy on the enemy. Do not even listen to them. Hello? Pastor Tony, you're talking to me? No, I don't. The Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you. Don't repeat it, whatever they repeat. Don't eat on the same table. Don't drink the same bottle of wine. Don't sleep on the same bed. Because if you do that, if this is not today, tomorrow, you will cry. Because the Holy Spirit is not mixed with an unbeliever. Remember the story of Eve on the beginning of the world. He messed up his life. Consequently, God intervened for the salvation of the people on the cross of Calvary. Amen. So remember, don't give a chance to the enemy to destroy your life. The devil is defeated before God's power. Jesus put the devil under his feet. You must be not mixed with your enemy. Not really matter who they are. Don't listen to them. Don't talk to them. Not be friends with them. Good morning, Pastor. Amen. Jesus gave the devil no place. No place. Jesus gave the devil no place and no compromise. Jesus said to Peter, Stay behind me, Satan. It's not compromise. Don't even listen to what he said. The devil, you know, tested Jesus. The devil has a power to put you in problem if you allow him to do it. The devil, you know, tried to put Jesus in a bad situation. But you know the story. Jesus answered every question. Stay behind me, Satan. It's written. It is on the Bible. You know very well. Let me tell you something. The devil knows every word of the Bible. The devil knows every step you're making. He has a power. But the only power I have, if you permit it to you, to let him to touch you, he will not touch you if you not permit him. Because you are under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit who protect your life, who take you from glory into glory and from blessing to blessing. Don't compromise your enemy. You compromise your enemy, tomorrow you will cry. Yeah, Pastor Tony. The devil will make me do it. The devil will make me do it. Oh yes, the devil will do it. Because he want to destroy your life. He want to kill you. He want to take you the bless. They don't want you to prosper you. He want to give you the joy of the night. Or maybe about the day. Or maybe about the week. Or maybe about the holiday time today, that's what he wanted to give you, the joy of the day. But the joy of the lifetime, it's the Holy Spirit that can give it to you. And that he give you a sermon to your heart and to you to understand it. To you to dress him with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and to possess the power of the Holy Spirit and to possess the land of the Lord. And when you walk into the land will belong to you because the devil could not touch you. Could not touch you. He will bless you. He will bless you. He will give you the glory of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, I love you. Amen. Amiga, Jesus, I love you. Jesus will love you. Toana, Jesus will love you. Eric, Jesus will love you. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus will love you. It's not against you, it's for you. Amen. It's not against you, it's for you. It will help you to enter into the promised land. Now let me tell you what the promised land means. The promised land means is the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the land that God has provided for us. The Bible is telling us that we live on this world, but we not belong to the world. Yeah. We live on this world, but we're not friends for the world. We don't do what the rest of the world is doing. Because if you do what the rest of the world is doing, if it's not today, tomorrow, you will cry. But if you possess the Holy Spirit of bless, you will protect it in a mix of the great problem. You will protect it. It's the Holy Spirit like umbrella into your life. He creates a fence around your body. You could not enemy enter into that place because it's surrounded with the army of the Lord. He blocked the bridge. No enemy got across. The general army telling us, you open the gates on top of the bridge only for the people that live around the city. They're going to have evidence, they live around the city. If you don't live around the city, they cannot enter. Not really matter who is there. Not really matter what they have there. They cannot enter. In that situation, he completely to blocking all the problem for the people who want to take the power of the province. So he blocking. You not belong to that city. You not entry. You're telling the enemy, you're not belonging to my body. You're not entering into my life. Because the Holy Spirit will block you, the enemy, to enter into your life, into your power. When Joshua possessed the land, he blocked the gates. No one is coming out. No one is going. You know what that means? That this is mental. The power that the enemy have. They take the army they have. No longer they can be communication. If it is not communication for the one that give you a problem, you will be stopping the problem. Amen. You will be stopping the problem. If somebody give you a problem in your life, you can say, I belong to Jesus. You have no power over me. Amen. Amen.